may find that there are more people within their own ranks opposed to this initiative than they previously believed. BAI, you're on the air. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Clayton. My name is Garland Brown, and I want to say that I have no intentions of being threatening, insulting, abusive, or offensive.
All right.
Okay, but when you make a suggestion that you will go to the board and suggest that the board, that the station should be sold, then does that occur to you that maybe you and Utrice have done your job well as puppets of the board?
No, it doesn't suggest that to me at all. Thank you for calling. Thank you. BAI, you're on the air. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning. Although I have, like, some minor reservations with you, right? The flack that you do get from the coworkers on BAI, I don't think is deserving, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I'll just end in saying this. If the house is divided, it will not stand. It's as simple as that.
Absolutely.
And listening to you, I do hear opportunities for an olive branch to be handed out. But it seems that it's always met with sarcasm and, you know, no one can end their show without throwing some dagger. And I really don't see how it's going to end.
Well, I think it has ended in some respects already. But that's possibly why you're not seeing how it can end. A lot of what people have known as this station over the 40 years recently passed is over. That's the simple fact of it. An attempt was made. The olive branch you talk about has been extended many times. There are people here who will not, in my judgment, listen to a call for simply lowering the temperature and having a conversation. The attacks continue, as I mentioned before, as the only black talk show host on Saturday morning here to be inundated with assaults by my white colleagues.
Has
unsettled me to the point where I just don't see supporting them or supporting the notion that the station should continue as it is currently constructed.
Because I'll be honest with you, the way things come across, it's almost as if everyone is saying it's Utrice that fired everyone, but the reality is not.
Yeah, listen.
At the same time, too, yes, Utrice has the ability to rehire, but she has to, as general manager, she has to lay down her specifics and then allow and see if the people that were fired will fit into the picture.
I agree with you, and I have to say, I'm sorry, we can continue this conversation tomorrow if you wish, but we really got to go now. We're out of time. Democracy Now! Is upcoming.
Okay.
Thank you. Join us then. In the meantime, give it some thought.
All right. There's one more announcement. There will be a report to the listener tomorrow morning.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
I am very sorry. Utrice Lead reports that there will be tomorrow morning a report to the listener during the morning show. That is during the period, I think, probably between 7 and 8 o'clock. So please be here. Report to the listener tomorrow morning, Wednesday, January 24th. Okay? Did I do that right, Mark? Report to the listener tomorrow morning. All right.